Yeah. Funny you say that, because I hear that someone from the Triple M stable, who's up in Queensland with Damo, wanted to do the gig, so much so that he said, I'll do it for a slightly lesser rate.
No.
I will do it for
tried
a lesser rate.
Tried to cut his feet out.
Yeah, I'll do it for a cheaper rate and tried to cut Damo's lunch. And guess what? He said, I am the MC king. I do lunches. There's only one bloke that can do them. I do them. And was,
now,
pli-
Bill,
and was politely told.
If you're going to continue to lie.
Did that happen? I was told on Thursday.
I will tell the Victorian police out there that you're breaking the rules down in your pub. Because that what I'm saying to you now is unfair on you and vice versa on me. That is absolute bullshit.
No.
If you continue to say
that's
it,
true.
I'll have you kneecap. I'll have you capped, Bill, because
Damo?
That is absolute nonsense.
Damo?
Jim, what's that you say about people who protested?
Yes,
I'm sorry, greatly.
Too much.
I reckon that story's true, Bill.
Oh, yes,
500, that's great.
Hey, is it also true, BT, that you specifically asked to interview the so-called superstar supporters of Richmond? You wanted one-on-ones and did not want anyone else involved in the interviews.
No, they wanted me.
The old lunch.
So go on. Anything else you've got?
I have.
Nothing's stuck so far because the people out there know.
Oh, he's dirtied up. Yeah, I can feel it in the studio.
Tell you what, keep going, JB. If you've got one throw it
now. He's filthy right up, Bristol.
I will be wandering off in the next minute or so if this nonsense continues.
No, you won't, because you like to get the full payment. You're on for 10 minutes last time and you didn't get the full payment. Wow, did we hear about that? Did the admin...
What else do you think you got?
Well, I've got something on you.
No, you haven't.
I got something on you.
No, you haven't.
You
got nothing. I'm clean. I'm clean. It's extraordinary. That's what it was.
Better than playing and losing grand finals, I guess, Bill.
Lunch. Hey, just because you got knocked off by Purple as the best.
I don't know how you go through life, Bill, playing and losing grand finals. Really, not worth getting there if you're going to lose them, mate. If you lose them, and then if you lose them and don't get
Leroy,
a touch as well.
Leroy, hit the TikTok. There it is, Brian. There's Tanya. Oh, 3 minutes 10. Bruce.
The final siren has sounded and Geelong have lost another one. Goodness gracious me. And Billy Brownless. Oh, he's had a poor day today.
That'll be the only thing you'll say all day, because Bruce will do the whole lot today and do it beautifully.
Hey, Bill, I caught up with Tanya Taylor last week at the preliminary final.
Yes.
And I got a lot of stories about it.
Good.
But I just don't feel quite comfortable right now raising them, but we'll be armed for future.
Hold on to them, because we'll do them over the break.
To be honest, they kicked a couple. Anyway, Brian, sucked in. You didn't get the luncheon, and you get no time today. Sucked in.
Oh, and yet another one is blown by the Cats.
And you brought some info to help out old Brian up there, who's copped a hiding today with the old TikTok and missing out on lunches. But what do you got for him?
In between
you losing grand finals, Bill. not a great clip? Day for you, grand final day.
Filthy up these two.
Dutch Mother's Day. It's not a great one, but you keep going there. So.
How many are you playing, Brian?
Not a great
how many,
one for you, Bill.
How many have you played in?
not a great one,
how
Bill.
How many, Brian?
Mate, I don't want to play. I refuse to play in them if I lose.
You got dropped.
Mate,
you got dropped and wrote a book about your teammates.
Losing grand finals, Bill. I'm sick of hearing you sook, mate. I really am.
You got dropped and wrote a book about your teammates and put them all in.
Time.
Four of them got divorced.
And now you cry when you see someone else win. And you get down there and you're just a little cat land and you're pushing down
Joey,
there. And
Joey,
it's
go.
It's just
Joey.
Embarrassing.
No, he's cranky today.
Joey, look, I know you're young, mate, but do your homework if you're going to come on.
I'm just having a look at the 1990 Collingwood side, because Brian was still playing back then. So Shane Kerrison and Christian and Banks, and then we got Gaffer Kelly Moorwood.
They chose not to have a full forward, Bill.
I was injured, Bill.
Malane Shaw Wright. This is our forward line, Dougie Barrick, Dacos and Scott Russell. The forward line, Gavin Brown, Damien Monkhurst.
Oh!
Damien Monkhurst! And Gavin Krasiska in the other pocket.
Billy,
and then we got James Manson, McGuan, Tony Francis on the interchange, Jamie Turner and Craig Starcevich. And no Fat Brian! No Fat Brian in the grand final side!
Just typing in Billy Brownless grand final stats.
Damien Monkhurst.
We know in one game it was, I think, one one stat. Let's
big monkey at full four. He was quicker than you, Brian.
Oh, yeah, here it is. So one grand final, yeah. Bill Brownless.
Yep.
Three touches, and they all came in the last quarter.
What did Ablett kick? Nine.
We
kicked 12.
Decoy.
12. Bill's just added one.
It's 11, sorry.
Bill to this day, Bill, so I don't know how you got losing four.
Oh, you got a laugh.
Dirty girl.
Look out. Duck's got a laugh.
Bill's on his feet. Look at
that. That's true, Bill. Must be a horrible month for you.
Shut up, monkey.
Horrible month every year.
You couldn't get a game in front of monkey. Fair enough. And you, Duck, you can get stuff.
It goes on for a month, Bill. You must be just absolutely disheveled.
You know what the problem is? Duck's got a laugh now. He's going to be chipping in the whole day. Thinking that he's the funniest bloke on the bloody program. Hey, Brian, you didn't have sets because Gavin Krasiska was in the forward pocket.
Hey, by the way, there's two great forwards sitting there. Any of you guys want a Coleman? Oh, that's right. No, you haven't.
That's a good point.
He's filthied up. Good point.
They're hard to win. They're harder to win than Brownlow's, I'm telling you.
Right off the top, he's filthied up.
Has. Since we caught him out trying to undercut.
Well, I tell you what, one more Bill gag away from just walking out. I'm just going. I've had a gut pull. I've got other things, better things to do than this crap.
You haven't got a lunch anymore because Damo's doing it.
No, I've just got to fit in the three.
Since I've been following footy, it'd be hard to find a player who's delivered more than Dusty at this time of year.
Brian, what do you think about that?
Oh, well, there's a thing called history. So you look into it a bit and you'll see that there's others. And there's one sitting directly opposite you there, Duddy, that had a pretty good influence. And I think he's got a few years to go before he gets over the hill.
Brian's got the brazen bits today. Bill had a go at him early, didn't he?
Well, what was that again, Leroy? What did we have with for him? That's the stopwatch that Tanya uses to see how many minutes course, Brian calls and then
Juddy,
how many Bruce calls.
Sit there and laugh like a rooster, Juddy, because you're sitting against one of the most failed grand final players of all time. He lost four.
I just counted up. I kicked 12 goals in those grand finals, by the way.
You lost
Brian.
Four, Bill.
Kicked 12
it's not
goals.
Not about you. It's about the team.
And me and Abler kicked 25.
Lost four, Bill.
Bill. It seems to have quieted down a bit up in Brisbane.
Well, mate, it's awkward up there. They're sitting next to each other and they're not talking.
No, we can't get a word in because I just hear Bill talking about himself all the time. And Juddy's chipped in with a bit of me
you
as
see,
well.
The 1990 grand final, do you see that? Monkey at full four, Gavin Krasiska in the pocket. Brian didn't get a game.
And do these numbers ring a bell? Four.
Go to the six, breaks. Go
three,
to the break.
Two. That's four grand finals.
Has Juddy taken over Brian, has he?
What do you mean?
Well, I just haven't heard, haven't seen him. Where is the big grizzly?
I'm just waiting for the quiz, Bill. I can't wait. Can't wait. It'll be bloody exciting.
Do you want to ask a couple of questions or something or what?
No, you're handling it well. You're going well down there. Duck's going well. Everyone's going well. Juddy's doing a great job. So,
133353 is the number. Leroy, get ready, please.
Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
We're down to Sulker.
What's happened, Jim?
What is going on?
What's happened?
Where's he gone?
He's walked out.
Brian.
Oh, go up to Damo. Damo's in the...
Damo, you're up in the studio in Brisbane. Where's the bristler?
I don't know. I don't know. He
What happened?
It had been frosty.
But you've worked him over, Bill.
What did you say, Damo?
I didn't... Well,
Damo, what did you say to him?
Well, we hadn't spoken for 90 minutes, so we just got up and... said something that he doesn't need to be on, and he's off.
Phil,
what?
He's coming back, but he's not here right now.
You poked him to the point where he's exited.
Speaking of big bears, I poked the bear.
You did?
But he poked it back. You've got to give it and take it.
Billy, poked it for 30 years.
You can't give it to a bloke for being dropped for a grand final.
That was below the belt.
That was below the belt.
It's pretty low.
That was below.
Well, I didn't know Gavin Krasiska got the forward pocket, and he didn't get a game, and Monkey was the name runs at full forward and Brian couldn't even get in there.
He's an underrated forward, Gavin Christie. He spent a lot of time up there, but he was
kicked about 14 goals in his 200 games.
And Bill, and then you went with the stopwatch for Tanya, and he didn't like that either. So, you, Bill, this is a big day.
I'm not going to bring up the stopwatch in the lunch.
Very funny about getting airtime on the main channel.
And he's got the lunch, of course. Oh, no, he hasn't. Damo got the gig ahead of him.
But he's presenting the cup, isn't he, if Richmond win?
No. Who?
Brissel.
He'll try to get in.
He's up there.
Ash Barty's presenting the cup.
She's never played footy. Surely they'd go with Brissel.
No, they've... speaking of that, didn't Brissel want to just interview Ash Barty?
I think he might be doing a one-on-one interview. He didn't want JB or us involved.
So he's cracked the sads and left.
Well, I'd still... To be convinced that
Tim, that's very un-Australian,
is it?
And very un-Triple M.
I think you need to apologise, Bill.
I do too.
I'm not apologising. Get stuffed. He can get stuffed. Oh, fat up there. Good. He's not there.
At least he won't get picked last today in the quiz.
That's two from you today. Yeah.
That's his little song for the quiz because he's the last one in the schoolyard.